constant learning. Each of the previous elements of resilience is only useful to the degree that it works in people's lives. Whether we're talking about a single family of four people living under one roof, or many families in a digital community dispersed across an entire city, the principle of feedback in learning is the key to success. It's only possible to find out what works and what doesn't through feedback from people in the situation that's requiring them to be resilient. Formally or informally, it's good to identify mechanisms for your community's feedback. These can be as simple as a casual phone call or an email to let an organizer know of your experiences, or as formal as an organized meeting designated for a specific time and a specific day. The key here is that the way in which the feedback happens must be something that's easy and works for everyone. When we learn these lessons, then we discover for ourselves and our communities what to do more of and what to do less of, and how little things may be tweaked one way or another to become a real help. Principles of resilient communities. The idea of purposely building communities of resilience is not a new one. Visionary individuals and groups of like-minded people have been working informally since the 19th century to find ways of living that are functional, are sustainable, and reflect the common values that bring the group together. As you can imagine, there are probably an infinite number of reasons for communities to form, and this fact is reflected in the number of communities that have come and gone over the years. The community of Fairhope, Alabama, for example, was originally founded in 1894 and was based upon a system of taxes that worked for everyone in the community. Rather than owning their farmland outright, the members leased the land for 99-year terms, as do some Native American communities in the Southwest today. In this way, the land is used effectively by individuals and families during their lifetimes, yet it stays as part of the greater community when the owners can no longer use it. The only tax in the Fairhope community was a land tax that paid for schools, roads, and community government. The vision that brought Fairhope together over 100 years ago continues to this day to sustain a small, successful, and thriving community. Other communities are based upon core principles that vary from spiritual values to simple living and the desire to raise children in a communal environment. Examples of successful communities founded in the 20th century that remain alive today include the Findhorn Foundation, established in 1962 in Scotland, the Ananda Village, founded in 1968 in California, and various other eco-villages. As different as the specific reasons why these communities formed may be, common threads have led to their continued success. In 1992, the Berkana Institute was founded as a think tank for innovation when it comes to resilient living. In her own words, co-founder Margaret J. Wheatley describes the Institute's function, stating, quote, "Since 1991, we have been learning from life and living systems about how to create systems that are interdependent, adaptive, and resilient. Everything we have done has been a conscious experiment to better understand two of life's robust capacities, self-organization, life's process for creating order without control, and emergence, life's means for creating system-wide change, taking things to scale," end of quote. While there are many pioneering organizations now exploring just what it means to live in community resilience, I'm sharing the example of Berkana here for two reasons. First, in addition to my training as a scientist, I'm also a realist. My scientific training tells me that nature is simple, that the laws of nature are simple, and that they exist because they work. Nature surrounds us, and if we have the wisdom to recognize what works for all other forms of life on the planet, it will probably work for us as well. And these ideas are at the very core of the Berkana philosophy. It begins with the belief that the community has within itself the intelligent systems that hold the key to solving its own problems as they arrive. Briefly, These principles state that, number one, every community is filled with leaders, and number two, whatever the problem, community itself has the answers, and number three, we don't have to wait for anyone. We have the resources to make things better, and number four, we need a clear sense of direction, and we need to know the elegant minimum next step. And number five, we proceed one step at a time, making the path by walking it. And number six, local work evolves to create transformative social change when connected to similar work around the world. While spiritual, economic, social, and political values have formed the core of many alternative, intentional, and resilient communities in the past, there's another factor that's triggering the development of new and larger communities today. The surge of new community growth has come from the sense that someday we'll need what the others have discovered to replace today's unsustainable ways of living that are sure to fail. When we take into consideration the effects of climate change, globalization, and the impact of our time of extremes described in previous chapters, it appears that the time they've been waiting for may have arrived.